Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy to be praised. He is an awesome God. He is a deliverer, a healer. He is a way maker. He's everything that you need. That's why you need to praise him, for he is worthy to be praised. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. Glory to God. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome all callers and all listeners who are listening by the web to the show today. Amen. We're glad to have you a part of the show today. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is up under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, O God, a day that we'll see today and see no more. Father, we thank you for each and everything that you have done for us, O God. We thank you for health and strength and providing, being our healer, being our deliverer, being our provider, being our source, being everything that we need, O Father. We thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way when it seems like it's no way. You are already made a way and a plan, O Father, for us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. God, we thank you for the supernatural. We thank you for the miracle, Father. We thank you for the new beginnings in our lives, O Father. We thank you for protecting us and looking after us and providing divine protection, O Father, covering us in the blood of Jesus, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you that our soul is going to be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, O God. O Father God, because we know that it is the blood of Jesus, O God, that saves, that heals, and delivers, and set free, O Father. And we praise you, Father, for Jesus, O God. We exalt your name. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We love you, God. O God, so you are an awesome God. O God, we thank you, Father. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our Christian true believers all over this world, O Father, that you will cover them under the blood, cover them under the wing of the Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. O Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, for you are so worthy to be praised, O Father. O Father God, we thank you for making a way out of no way, O Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. I just want to give a little testimony before I start with the word. About 90 days ago, God had gave me a promise on something. And I had wrote it down in my journal that my mentor had given me. And so when it came to pass on Monday, hallelujah, Jesus, God had made a way for me, and his promise he kept unto me. So I just tell you, you got to believe in God, and whatever he promised unto you, it shall come to pass. I am a living witness. I am here today because of the grace and mercy of God, the hand of God being over my life. I shouldn't even be here today, but because of him, hallelujah. Because of him. And I'm just so grateful. I shout so much Saturday. Oh, God, I just thank him. I just thank him so much. But God is a God of his word. If you are obedient and living according to his word and faithful and committed to doing his work, hallelujah, God will make ways. There's so many ways. You may not even see how. Where it's coming from, who's going to do it, how you're going to do it, where it's going to come from. But if you just believe, and if you would just have faith, I am a living witness that God will do it. Because when I got the notification that it had happened, I couldn't do nothing but shout. I went back, and God took me back to my journal, and I went back, and I looked at the journal, hallelujah, and it was 90 days from that exact time, and I just praise him. I give him honor and glory. Amen. We're supposed to be a testimony for God. Amen. The scripture reading will be coming from Genesis, the 37th chapter, and I'm going to be reading at verse 23. So in your own devotional time, if you can go back and read chapter to see what God is saying to you in his word, amen, because that is how you're going to hear him, is through his word, amen, amen. And the word of God reads, "And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it." Amen. We're going to stop right there because it's a lot about Joseph and Joseph's life, his suffering and the different things, his triumph in his life. So today we're going to talk about Joseph's suffering. And the title of the message today is Greatness Comes with a Price. Greatness comes with a price. Joseph, in this story, in the scripture, was about 17 years old. He was the favorite son of his father, and the father had made him this coat of many colors because he was just crazy about Joseph, and this was the one that he loved. But because Joseph was a dreamer, and Joseph had told not only his father, his brothers of his dream, the father kind of rebuked him about the dream, and the brothers became envious and jealous of Joseph. And many times in our lives, when we tell people our dreams and our vision of what God has told us what he's going to do in our lives, people become envious and jealous, and they don't want you to succeed, or they don't want you to get where God has called you to be, and it caused suffering. And that's, Joseph had to suffer for the greatness that he would be rewarded at the end. But the Bible says that because his brothers became envious and jealous of him, they decided at first to kill him. So when they pulled the coat off of Joseph, this would begin the suffering of Joseph because of the envious or the jealousy of Joseph. It began what he would go through, a test and a trial of faith and all of that in one. It would be more like a testing ground going through the suffering. See, many people don't like to talk about suffering, but the Bible tells us that we as believers, true believers of Christ, have to be a partaker of the suffering of Christ because Jesus had to suffer. So when you look at Joseph and you look at the suffering of Jesus, it's kind of comparing, it's about the same thing, because after they tore and ripped his coat off of him, then they took him and they threw him in a pit, and the Bible says there was no water down there. And of course, being that it was a pit, it was dark even in the pit. And not only that, after one of the brothers kind of fell down, you know, we can't have this blood on our hands. And they pulled Joseph out of the pit, and then they took Joseph, and then they sold him into slavery. Now, many times in our lives, just as Joseph, the people that caused the most suffering in our lives is family. It was not an enemy, but it was Joseph's brothers. It was his father that didn't truly believe in what Joseph said, but deep down inside, he kind of held on to what Joseph had spoken. But the brothers was determined to get rid of him. And even after they had thrown him in the pit, they had sold him, Joseph was still suffering. Not because he was disobedient. Not because he had did anything to anybody. He was obedient to his father. He loved his brothers. And he was obedient to his earthly father, but yet he still had to go through the suffering. See, Jesus had to go through the suffering. He went through the suffering for us. He suffered much pain. Joseph suffered much pain because greatness comes with a price. The anointing and the power of God that would dwell in a believer costs something. You don't get that for free. It costs a price. It costs Joseph being in the pit. It costs him being stripped of his coat. It caused him to be sold into slavery. And even during the time that he was in slavery and he had kind of worked his way up and he had got thrown into jail, but it was nothing that Joseph had done. It was no fault of his own. He was just trying to be obedient unto what God had said and trying to obey his natural master. But the Bible says that when Joseph was in the house, and there was no other man in the house, hallelujah. He shouldn't. Sometimes you say, well, why was he in the house and there was no other man? He knew how the woman was, or Potiphar's wife was. But the Bible says that Potiphar's wife wanted to lay with him. And Joseph said, you know what, I can't do that. You know, I can't do this great wickedness. I can't do this sin. So first of all, I'd be sinning against my God that I serve. And second of all, I'd be sinning against the master who has given me reign over everything here besides you. And that's because you are his wife. And the Bible says she kept on continually trying to get him to lay with her. Amen. And finally, Joseph fled. She was really serious, and Joseph said, you know, it's time for me to get out of this. So Joseph fled, and he left his garment. Hallelujah. And the Bible says she took the very garment, and she went to her husband, and she said unto him, she said unto Pharaoh that he had tried, in other words, to come on to her when it was the other way around. And Joseph ended up in jail because of a lie. He was suffering for no reason. And Jesus suffered for no reason. They found no fault in Jesus. They didn't find no fault. They made up things. Jesus was healing, delivering, and setting people free. Hallelujah to Jesus. But yet he went to the cross because of people who did not see who he was. Joseph's brothers didn't see who he was. They didn't see what God had given to Joseph in a dream. That's why you can't give up in the suffering. See, in the suffering, you learn how to endure. You learn how to be patient. You learn how to hear from God. And see, even though Joseph may have not understood why he was there, he was still being obedient. He was still doing the right thing because he was still moving in areas, even in within the prison. And the Bible says that when he was in the prison, there was a baker and a butler in the prison with him. And they both had dreams. And the Bible says that Joseph interpreted both of the dreams. Now, this was the plan of God, even though it may not have looked like the plan of God, for Joseph to get where he needed to be. Amen. He had to go through the suffering for not only his greatness. See, the greatness comes with a price. Sometimes we don't understand. We say, Lord, why am I going through this? Is it always me? And I can imagine Joseph sitting in the prison wondering, why me? And even when his dreams was a tough one, and the dreams had passed, even though they had forgot about him and had not told Pharaoh about him, hallelujah to Jesus, that he had interpreted the dream. And we're going to kind of stop right there, but know that we too, as Jesus, had to go through suffering. And suffering, and even in our lives, we're going to all of us are going to experience some type of suffering, whether it's physical, whether it's by the hands of others, whether even it's a natural disaster, we're going to go through suffering in our lives. But in the suffering, there is a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. We are just running out of time. Hallelujah to Jesus. But we know that through the suffering, God is with us. That's what we have to know, that God was with Joseph, even in the suffering, and he didn't give up. So next week, we're going to do a part two of God's being with Joseph, and greatness comes with a price. We are finishing it up next week, so tune in next week so that you can hear what God is saying unto you. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer: Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life, find you a Bible-believing church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God, leave me a message on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, if you gave your life to Christ today, and welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Be blessed. Have a good week. Amen. Whatever you're going through, oh, hallelujah. Count it all joy. Know that God is with you. You be blessed and have a great week. Amen.